Maverick Early Readers. The Freezosaurus by Jenny Jinks. Illustrated by Daniel Limon. This is Gold Book Band. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Freddy was mad about dinosaurs. He had dinosaur pyjamas, dinosaur wallpaper, and a dinosaur lunch bag. Freddy even cut his food into dinosaur shapes. Freddy's class were going on a trip to the museum. They had a huge dinosaur exhibit there. Freddy couldn't wait. "Wow," Freddy said when they got inside. There was a giant skeleton as tall as the roof. Freddy didn't know what to look at first. As Freddy looked around, his bag knocked an egg off the display. The egg landed with a crash and rolled away. Freddy chased after it. When he picked it up, the egg had a huge crack in it. "Oh no," said Freddy. He looked around, but everyone had gone. Freddy put the egg in his lunch bag. He would tell someone about it later, he thought. Then he ran to catch up with his class. But in all the excitement, Freddy forgot about the egg. On the bus on the way home, Freddy heard tap, tap, tap. It was coming from his lunch bag. Freddy unzipped it and looked inside. There was the dinosaur egg. Tap, tap, tap. As Freddy watched, the egg cracked more and more. Little bits of shell started breaking off. Something was alive inside. The egg was hatching. Chapter 2. Finally, a big piece of shell broke off. Freddy could see a tiny dinosaur inside. It had a big head, a long tail, and little wings on its back. Its blue, shiny skin sparkled in the light. It didn't look like any of the dinosaurs Freddy had seen in his books. The tiny dinosaur let out a sneeze. Achoo! The water in Freddy's water bottle froze. "Shh!" Freddy whispered, shutting his bag quickly. He didn't want anyone to see. The dinosaur would be his secret. When Freddy got home, he quickly took the dinosaur up to his room. "I wish I knew what type of dinosaur you are," said Freddy. The little dinosaur gave another sneeze. Tiny icicles shot out of his nose. He sneezed again, and the water on Freddy's bedside table turned to ice. "You're a Freezosaurus," laughed Freddy. "But I'll call you Frozo." Freddy kept Frozo hidden in his room. He played with him all afternoon. Frozo tried flapping his little wings, and soon he was flying around Freddy's room, freezing everything in sight. When his mum came to say goodnight, Freddy hid Frozo under his covers. "You can share my bed with me," Freddy said kindly. But Frozo didn't look very happy. He wasn't feeling well. He was getting very hot. Freddy had to do something, and fast. Then Freddy had an idea. "I bet you need to be kept cold," he said. Freddy tucked Frozo inside his pajama pocket and crept downstairs. Frozo sneezed again. "Shh," Freddy whispered. He didn't want his mum to hear. He went into the kitchen and put Frozo in the freezer. He tucked him under a blanket of frozen peas. Frozo looked better already. "You stay there," Freddy said, "and try to be quiet." Frozo smiled and snuggled down for the night. Chapter 3. The next day, Freddy took Frozo to school. He kept him in his lunch bag to keep him cool. all of Freddy's friends loved Frozo. They couldn't believe that Freddy had a real dinosaur as a pet. When Freddy took Frozo out at lunchtime, Frozo turned everyone's drinks into ice lollies. Then he turned the playground into an ice rink. The children had the best time skating around. Having Frozo at school was so much fun. Just then, Frozo flew up into the clouds. "Come back!" Freddy cried. Suddenly, it started to snow. The children spent the afternoon building snowmen and having snowball fights. The teachers couldn't understand why it was snowing in the summer. They had no idea about Frozo, hidden in Freddy's pocket. Freddy took Frozo everywhere with him. Frozo's favourite place was the supermarket. He loved playing in the huge freezers, eating all the ice. But Frozo was getting bigger and bigger, and harder to hide. One day, Freddy heard a scream from the kitchen. He rushed to see what was wrong. "What is this?" Mum said. "And why is it in my freezer?" She had found Frozo. "Don't worry," said Freddy. "He won't hurt you." Freddy picked Frozo up. He explained what had happened at the museum and how he had accidentally brought Frozo home. "You can't keep a dinosaur as a pet," said Mum. "We have to take him back." Chapter 4. Mum rang the museum. Some men in white coats came round to see Frozo. They wanted to take him away and do lots of tests. Frozo did not like the men. He didn't want any scary tests. He hid behind Freddy. "Please don't make him go with them," Freddy begged his mum. "I'm sorry, there's been a mistake," Mum told the men. "Frozo is staying with us." "Thank you," Freddy said, hugging his mum. But Frozo kept getting bigger. He no longer fitted in the freezer, and he kept freezing things by mistake. "I'm sorry," said Mum, "but we can't keep Frozo anymore. It's not fair to him." Mum rang lots of places to find a home for Frozo, but nobody had room for a huge ice-breathing dinosaur. Finally, a nature centre up in the mountains agreed to take him. It sounded perfect. The centre was big and it was cold, just what Frozo needed. Even so, Freddy didn't want him to go. When the man came to collect Frozo, Freddy couldn't bear to say goodbye. "I'll miss you," Freddy said. Frozo lifted Freddy up for one last hug. Chapter 5. Life wasn't the same without Frozo. School wasn't as much fun anymore. Freddy's drinks were always warm. There were no more snowball fights. And even trips to the shops were boring. Freddy missed Frozo. So did all of his friends. "Cheer up," said Mum. "We're going to visit Frozo next week." Freddy couldn't wait. He counted down the days until he would see his best friend again. When Freddy got to the nature centre, it was better than he'd imagined. It was a huge winter wonderland. Everywhere was covered in ice and snow. But how was he ever going to find Frozo? Then a huge snowball came rolling down the hill towards Freddy. But it wasn't a snowball at all. It was Frozo. He barreled into Freddy, knocking him over. Freddy jumped on top of Frozo and gave him a huge hug. "I've missed you, Frozo," said Freddy. Freddy spent ages playing with Frozo. It was just like old times. Freddy could see how happy Frozo was in his new home. Even though Freddy missed Frozo more than anything, Freddy knew he was in the right place now. When it was time for Freddy to go, he didn't want to leave. Freddy visited Frozo as often as he could. Frozo became famous all around the world. People came from miles around to visit the giant ice-breathing dinosaur. Everybody loved him. But no one loved him more than Freddy. The end.